Shabbos baby did on Friday. The Friday baby is left over on Shabbos. Now on Shabbos, you're not allowed to do the bris milah on Shabbos, because it's the ninth day, Shleidah's man, it's not the Shabbos. That's why in the Rashi says, Yechai v'chatis. Mashenkin hocha, the second case, Harei nitno Shabbos litchais eisok. Mashenkin hocha, by a muet zibur, Harei nitno Shabbos litchais eisok korban zibur. Remeyus svar is that on Shabbos, there is a musveh, you bring a musveh Shabbos, you bring kabbonis on Shabbos. So this person now is worried, thinking about, oy vey, today is Shabbos, you're supposed to bring kabbonis today. This person made a mistake, even though he's taking a korban shlamim, and shechtin, l'shein, tzibur, sham, l'shein, musveh, Shabbos, the reason why he's put there, because he's toyev b'dvar mitzvah, that there is a chiyah to bring the korban today. This Shabbos has kabbonis to be brought. So the person has a right to, but if he thought that he wants to be mekayim that mitzvah, it's called his toyev b'dvar mitzvah. Mashenkin, when did Rav Meir say yechayev according to everybody? That's in the case that the Shabbos baby, they made the milah on Friday. When it comes now on Shabbos, how many babies are left without the milah? Only the one baby that was born on Friday. So when it's born on Friday, now on Shabbos, this Moel has no babies to be gemalt on Shabbos. There's nothing to be derech Shabbos. So if he goes there and makes the mistake, and makes the milah now on Shabbos, there is chayev. That's not called toyev, it's by mitzvah. This Moel doesn't have any babies to be, make a milah on Shabbos. Omalei Rav Asher, Rav Asher Kashido, Rav Kana. Hochi Nami, Harei Nitnu Shabbos Nitzchus, Hesed Tonekas Yalma. What do you mean there's no milah on Shabbos? Good, this Moel doesn't have any cases right now. But there are babies treated that were born last Shabbos, and Avadi would find a case, a baby in the world, that has to have his milah today. So there is a case that this Shabbos has a milah. So why don't you say this Moel is Torah in that mitzvah? Omalei. There's no tushtel. This person grew for this Moel though, that wasn't told to do the milah. Bishplena by a shalmi, by musveh, tzibur. There's a chiyuv on the tzibur to bring a musaf on Shabbos. So this person wants to worry about and think, I want to be the kind of that mitzvah. But there is a mitzvah to be done, musaf should be brought today. Mashiach, the Moel, you have what you have to do. You were told only to make this milah. Either someplace else in the other street that the milah make be done today, it's not your milah though. So this Moel right now, was he supposed to be Isaac doing a mitzvah milah today? No. He wasn't, there's no milah for him. The only baby he has to do is the Friday baby. The Friday baby is not Derech Shabbos. So if he makes a mistake and does it on Shabbos, that's called a good shogeg. The lochmas is chayav chatis according to everybody. Alright, stop here. And the Mishnah says again, the shar kol azvochim sheshochton l'shum pesach. Hey, it's on erev pesach itself that came out on Shabbos. So locher is only a korban pesach you're allowed to bring today. What happens if somebody made a mistake and he shechted kol hazvochim other zvochim or shlomi machatis sheshochton l'shum pesach? He made the shchita l'shem a korban pesach. So the Mishnah says, if it's an animal, let's say it's a bokor, or it's 2 years old, or it's a female, that it's not ready to be a korban pesach, then chayiv. Even if the person made a mistake and thought he's bringing it as a shame pesach, you can't make mistakes like that. If the animal is not roi, is not able to be a korban pesach, then avadi chayiv. Mashenken vin ruyim. Let's say you had a korban shlomim, and the shlomim was a lamb that was 1 year old only, and it was only a zocher. That really this animal would have been roy to be a korban pesach. And now on erev pesach you're making a mistake and you think it's a pesach and you shechtin l'shem pesach. Here is the machlokes that Reb Elezer mechayiv chatis. Reb Elezer says still the person is chayiv chatis. He did it aveir on Shabbos. He shechted now a korban shlomim that you have no right to bring it on Shabbos, even though you made a mistake. You thought it's a korban pesach. You blay v'shogeg and you chayiv chatis. Reb Yeshua poiter. This is a chiddush in the Mishnah. In this case, the Bishu holds your potter. Since it's called a Toye B'dvar Mitzvah, has he thought that this Korban is a Korban Pesach, and is bringing it today, and really, if it would have been a Korban Pesach, it would be Yotze. So even though really it's a Korban Shlomim, and he's doing an Avera, but that's the Bishu Shita, Toye B'dvar Mitzvah, V'yosa Mitzvah, you did a little bit Mitzvah here, because the Shlomim, Shar Zvochim, even if you shech the Shlomim L'shmo, the Korban is still kosher. It's just not Ola Shem Chayvam, but a Korban you brought. So since Lamaisi you brought the Shlomim on Shabbos, it's called you did a Ktas Mitzvah, the Bishu holds that's a sword apart to you. You're put there from a Chattis. So the Gemara, Man Tana de Shoni Lei, Bein Ruyin de Shenem Ruyin. Who is the Tana of Al Mishnah that says, even according to Rabbi Yeshua, that holds this new Svarah, that if you're toyib dvar mitzvah, if you think you're doing a mitzvah, so we say a potter from chatis, that's only if the animal is roi to be a korban pesach. Like you had a young lamb that was a zocher that was only 1 year old. Then we say you called it toya, you made a mistake, you're more than a shogeg, you're a toya. Then you're potter. Hukmashenkin, if the animal is not roi, let's say it's a boker, it's a calf, or it's 2 years old, or it's in a cave, but it's not roi, b'chlal to be a pesach, then we don't hold the svara from toya. Then you chayiv on Shabbos if you brought this for korban. Who holds the svara? The Gemara Reb Shimoni. Our Mishnah goes according to Reb Shimon. The Tanya, we learned in the Braisa. Echod hazvachim aruyim. We're talking about again on Erev Pesach that came out on Shabbos. And somebody took a different zevach, not a korban pesach. He took a shlomim or took a chatis. Even if that zevach, that korban chatis, where the echod haruyim, it's a young calf, it's a young lamb that would have been roy for korban pesach. The echod zvachim shenim ruyim. The Tanakam holds even a calf, or even 2 year old, or even a male. A female that's not roi for korban pesach, still the chen hashochton l'shem nemurit zibor potter. Diver Rabbi Meir. This way Rabbi Meir holds that even if you shecht an animal that's not roi for pesach, but if you made a mistake and you thought this is a korban pesach, you still call the toyeh b'tvar mitzvah, and a kohen holds that you be potter from a chatis. That's what the diver Rabbi Meir. That's what Rabbi Meir holds. Omer Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says no. Loi nech l'ku Rabbi Eliezer Rabbi Yeshua. Al she'enem ruyin shechayiv. This is like our Mishnah. But Rabbi Shimon says no. Even Rabbi Yeshua holds a person is chayiv on Shabbos if he brings an animal that this animal is a 2 year older or it's a female. So the animal is not roy to be a korban pesach. You don't have any answer. You made a mistake. I'm a toya. I think this korban is a korban pesach. What do you mean you made a mistake? You should have known that this animal is not roy to be a korban pesach. So such a case avad yechayiv achatis. Even though you were shogeg, you thought you were allowed to bring this korban for a pesach. Or you part of the Miri says, Rashi says, you've made a mistake. You thought this animal could be a Pesach. But that's a bad mistake, because you should have known it can't be a Pesach. So that's called a shogeg, not a toya. Therefore, avad yechayiv chatas on Shabbos. So if Rabbi Shimon, alma nechleku, where is the machlekes? Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua in the Mishnah, al haruyin, on an animal that's a young lamb, that's only 1 year old, and it's a zocher. And it was a korban shlamim. Rabbi Lezer says, if you shechted this korban shlomim today on Erev Pesach that Shabbos, yechayiv chatas, you didn't have aveira on Shabbos. You had no right to shecht this animal. Even though you made a mistake and you thought it's korban Pesach, that's still called a shegig. Rabbi Yeshua poiter. This is the case where Yeshua holds poiter. He had it's not a shegig, you called it toy. It's a little bit less than a shegig. Shegig means you made a mistake, but we have a time you should have known. What do you mean you made a mistake? You should have known you're not supposed to do it. Here it's more than that. Here you were toya, you thought that this animal that's a korban shlamim, you thought it was a korban pesach. And really it's a young lamb that could have been a korban pesach. Therefore, Yeshua holds your potter from a chatas. So our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Shimon that makes this chilek. Only by a korban that's ruya, that could have been a korban pesach, does Rabbi Yeshua hold your potter. Omer Rav Bibay, Omer Rabbi Loza. Poiter hoye Rabbi Meir, a figel egel, shel zivchei shlamim. He sees a shot in the first Tanakam before Reb Meir that holds that according to Reb Yeshua, your potter even shars vachim that are not roi for korban pesach. He says even a calf, afilu egel shel ziv cheshlom that was a korban shlomim sheshochetu l'shum haPesach yeshecht l'shem a korban pesach on erev pesach that Shabbos still he holds you be potter from achatis. That's also called a toya. Even though the animal is a calf and a calf is not roi to be a korban pesach, still on erev pesach everybody's fatumult. You don't know, you can make a mistake, you could have thought this was a korban pesach, and if you bring in the shame pesach, you're potter from a chatis, of the Alt Rabbi Meir. Omalei Rab Zeyla Rabiva. I've Omer Rabbi Yechanan said that Moida Hoya Rab Meir. Rabbi Meir himself is Moida, the Baalei Mumin. That let's say the animal is a Baal Mum. It's a person on Erev Pesach that came out on Shabbos, and he shechted this young animal, and he thought it was a korban pesach, and it came out it was a Baal Mum. That Rabbi Yochanan said, Rabbi Meir is moidi yechayiv. Why yechayiv? Because it doesn't pass to make a mistake. Since the Baal Mum, a moment, something wrong with the animal, it's not right to be a korban pesach, so you see, you're called the shogeg and yechayiv achatis. So go here also, if you took an eagle, if you took a calf is not right to be a korban pesach. So why do you say by a calf? You're potter from achatis, it's called you made a mistake. I, by a Baal Mum, if the animal is not roi, why don't you say also you made a mistake there? Omalei answers back poshit. But Baalei Mumim loy torit. An animal that has a mum on it, you're not supposed to be Isaac working to bring it for a carbon. It's not roi for any carbon at all. If it has a split in its lip, It's a balmun. You can't bring it at all. So there we say you're not called a toy. You should have known that animal is not worth a kachim at all. Mashenken v'hai tarid bay. Mashenken, this animal, this calf, it's right to be kachim. You could be tarid, like it's a tam. Any animal, it's a tam. You could be oisik. You could be oisik and kachim. So even though it's only supposed to be a shlomim and not a korban pesach, it passed to say the person could make a mistake. A mistake he could make. So yes, the shal from Rav Nachman. Chulin l'shem Pesach mal yom Rav Meir. What's going to be on erev Pesach? Somebody good took a young calf, a young lamb. It could be it was 1 year old with a zocher, but it was chulin. It wasn't even kachrim, a regular plain animal. And on Shabbos erev Pesach, he made the shkita one l'shem korban Pesach. What's the law according to Rav Meir? Omalei poiter hoyer Rav Meir afilu chulin l'shem Pesach. Even in such a case, also you're potter. Because you made a mistake. You didn't realize this was chulin. You thought it was a real korban pesach. So since you made a mistake, that's called toye b'dvar mitzvah. Even though lo yosem mitzvah, you didn't do any mitzvah at all here. Because it's mamash chulin. Still, Reb Meir Shittu is, even though you don't do a mitzvah at all, still you're potter from the chattis. So the Gemara, Reb Yechanin said that Reb Meir is moidi to bring a korban as a bal mum. Since it's not roy for korban, that's not called you made a mistake, that's called the shogi yichayev achatis. So the chur chulin also is not called you made a mistake, it's not roy for kachim. Same teretz on the Gemara. Balei mumim loy michlefi. Same teretz, a little different. Balei mumim loy michlefi. The teretz says a bal mumim, there's something wrong with the animal and you could see it. You should have known you can't make a mistake, that animal for a regular animal. This animal that has a mum on it, it's not roy for kachim. People don't make mistakes. So if you did make a mistake, you're called a shogeg, it's not called a toya. Mashenken hani michlefi. But if the animal was a regular good animal, just that it wasn't kachim yet, it was only chulin, people can make mistakes. You find now this young lamb, an erev Pesach, in the Beis HaMikdash, you think it's korban Pesach, and you shech l'shem korban Pesach. Even though it's chulin, people can make mistakes though. If shech to be michlefi, you made a mistake, this animal was another korban Pesach. So the Gemara, the time of the Rav Meir Meshem Mechlutav Leichlutvay, is it true? That's the reason why Rav Meir holds your potter. Because people can make mistakes. You can be machzor, you can make a mistake. This animal for a korban pesach, so that's called a toyib b'dvar mitzvah. I v'omer Rav Beiv, v'omer Rav Lazo, poiter hoyer Rav Meir afilu egel, shozib chay shlomim, sheshochetu l'shum ha-pesach. He said over in Rav Meir's name, that even if a shech the calf, l'shem a korban pesach on erev pesach, still your potter. The chur there, it's not shach michlefe. You can't make a mistake. Everybody knows a calf is a calf. Like, what can you bring for korban pesach? Either lamb or else a goat. That has to only be 1 year old. But everybody knows you can't take a calf. So here, you took an egel, a calf, so why you hold your potter? Here it can't be michlefe, you'll make a mistake. Alma, what do you see? Time of the Rav Meir, why does Rav Meir say you called a toya? That your potter? Mishum the torah. The Torah says you're busy doing karbonis today. That anything that looks like a korban, since today erev Pesach, you're busy bringing karbonis. So any animal that's roy to be a korban, we could also say you're busy in it, and therefore your potter, it's called your toyeh b'dvar mitzvah. So lav davka kos it ichlefei mishum torah. And the Gemara omalei is like a true, where Meir holds both svaras. I'll tell you torah. If he's busy, it's a korban, it's roy to be brought for korban, he's busy with it, is alpha gavle michlef. Even though it's a calf, that you can't make a mistake, a calf for a lamb, still he holds your potter. Because people are torrid, they are busy, oisik and kachim. Michlof, let's say it's something you can make a mistake with. The most it's a behemoth chulin. It's not kachim at all, but it's a young lamb, 1 year old, a male. So you could make a mistake and think this is a pesach. Afagavle torrid. Even though it's only a chulindic animal, you're not torrid, you're not busy in it, you're only busy in kachim. Still, he holds your potter either. It's either one of the two svaras you potter according to Rav Meir. Either because you can make a mistake, or else because it is kachim ready that you're torrid, you're busy in doing it, so you can make a mistake. La fuke, what's not that way? Bali mumin, deloy ichlof michlof, v'loy mitzvah torrid. A bal mumin, animal that has a mum on it, something's wrong with it, so that you can't make a mistake, because you could see, this one's missing a leg, it's missing something, it's a bal mum. Hua din, you're not torrid, it's not kachim. You're not torrid in it. So since you're not told, you're not busy with this animal, and you can't make mistakes with it, now if you did make a mistake, and you thought this animal was roy to be a korban pesach, and you made the shkita on Shabbos erev Pesach, that's called the shogeg, that you chayev achatis. You can't have this new ptura to say you're a toyim. You're too far off. That's for sure we have a tainu on you. You should have realized it. So mazid you're not, because you made a mistake. But then Yechayev Echatis, that's what a mistake is. A Shoydig, you made a mistake, Yechayev Echatis. So the Mara Yosef, Reb Zerov, Reb Shmuel, Reb Shmuel, Bar Reb Yitzchok. Akiloi, the Reb Shmuel, Bar Reb Yitzchok. They're sitting by the doorpost of Joshua, Lefnei HaBayis, Cain Beishar, by the door, the entrance to his house. The Yasser, they were sitting there, Bokarma, they said over. Omer Reb Shimon ben Lokish. Shimon Lokish said, Alok is like this. Nischalef loy shvud shel noiser v'shvud shel tzli. Somebody had shel tzli. V'ochle. He's on Erev, currently by Pesach by night, the shvud means a spit, that they roasted the meat on it. So he made a mistake, he had one shvud, one spit, that had on it noiser. The meat was mamish osetit, it was noiser dike meat, the vidi t'chayiv chattis, t'chayiv a korban. Then he made a mistake with shvud shel tzli. He thought it was a spit that had the regular carbon pesach tzli roasted. That's a mitzvah he did. The ochle and he ate it. He's aloch chayiv. The Shimon in such a case he's chayiv v'chatis. You can't say the toyev v'dvar mitzvah. That's called chayiv. So Rashi says the shvut sof tzli shakodesh shuroyev achilas kodeshim mitzvah. The ochle esam ashakupim is chayiv that Rashi the toyev v'dvar mitzvah v'lo yosa mitzvah. You did not do a mitzvah. He sees the chur like now mishnah like Yevi Shu holds. That you only put if you toy but about mitzvah and you do some type of a mitzvah. Like in our Mishnah, on Erev Pesach Shabbos, you took a korban shlomim, and you shechted l'shem Pesach. And Allah is a shlomim is kosher shloy l'shmoy. So you did a tzatz mitzvah. Since you did a tzatz mitzvah, even though you weren't supposed to do it on Shabbos, you put it. But over here, where you took this meat, that's nicer. There's no mitzvah at all to eat nicer. It's only the ketas of Anveirim, that Yechayiv Koris, benated, and Beshoyge Yechayiv Chattis. So if you made a mistake and you thought it was a regular meat, that's kutchim, and you ate this meat, that's nicer, you chayiv echadis. Rav Yechanan, Rav Yechanan says, Ishta nida bol chayiv. Who are then if your wife? You didn't realize she was a nida, you thought she was tor, and you had beer with her, so you're a shoygig, you chayiv echadis. It's not called toyev b'dvar mitzvah. Yevimta nida, let's say you have a yevama, your brother dies and you're going to marry his wife, in chayiv mitzvah yibum, is bo'al potter. Even though she's a nida, if you boil her then, you didn't know she was a nida, so you thought you're doing a mitzvah, so since you're doing a mitzvah, the locher is your potter. That's what Rav Yochanan says. Now, the Marshal like this, Ika the army, some want to say, Kol Shechein Behi de Mechayiv. Hey, Zavadi Rav Yochanan is not arguing on Rav Shlokish. He's murdered to Rav Shlokish. The Loyosa mitzvah, because in Rav Shlokish's case, he didn't do any mitzvah at all. He ate the Shavud, Shal Noisu, he took Noisu dike meat, and he ate it. Even though he thought it was Kachem dike meat, but he didn't do any mitzvah at all. So he's chayiv. Here also, boil ishtoi. You boil your wife. So you chayiv. So you see, it's not called toyev b'dvar mitzvah. And if the army, some want to say no. By Yehu Potter. I'll tell you no. I'll tell me Rav Yechon argues on Mesh Lakish, the first case. Over there, maybe you'll be Potter. My tainam, hosamu dehevole lishule. I'll tell you, really, if you think this meat is kachem dike meat, you think it's a mitzvah when eating it, even though really it came out to be nicer, that's called a toyev b'dvar mitzvah. Maybe Rav Yechon holds your potter in such a case. Even though you did not do any mitzvah at all, because really it's only noiser, but since you thought you're doing a mitzvah, there you're potter. So Bezoi, why if you boil your wife, l'chur you think you're doing a mitzvah, and it comes out she's a nida, why does Rav Yechon say here, Yechayiv Chattis? The Torah says here, it's a tainum on you. To have a lishule, you should ask your wife. You should ask why you were nida or not. Abel hochad lehevel lishule. But here you have these two pieces of meat in front of you, that one is nicer and one is a kachim. You can't ask, you can't eat the meat, are you nicer or not? So there you made a mistake, you thought you're eating the meat, that's mama's kachim. So since you think you're doing a mitzvah, that's a sword to say you put it from a korban chatas. Mashenkin, when does Rav Yochanan say you chayiv? Only by your wife, because there's not such a toyer, you should have asked her. So the Gemara now, Rav Yochanan of Azoi, Maishno Yevimtoi, the Kovet Mitzvah. So that's the story. What does Rav Yochanan say if you boil your sister-in-law, and your sister-in-law, your brother's wife, you boil your brother's wife, so your Vama, so there we say what? Your potter. Why? Why? Because you're doing a mitzvah. That you're doing mitzvah Yibum. So the Gemara, Ishtoi Nami, Kovet Mitzvah. Of Azoi, your wife also. Avad, you didn't know. It's not talking about you knew she was an Eder. It's talking about you thought she wasn't an Eder. So who are you? A toy of divine mitzvah. And you're doing a mitzvah. So what is the idea? Yechayiv Echatis. Teret says, Dishter Muberes. I'm talking about your wife is pregnant already. So since she's pregnant already, now there's no mitzvah to be a boiler. Hey, the mitzvah is Alamol Piri of Rivia, to have children. If she's pregnant already, now there's no mitzvah. So that's why here Yechayiv. Because by being boil your wife, that she's a Muberes, there's no mitzvah. Fred Gemara, Ivu Ika, Simcha Senor, even if she's muberes, even if she's pregnant, still there's a mitzvah. There's a mitzvah, so I know. There's a mitzvah, there's a grashin, a fimashu, whatever you want. There's halachis, how many times you have to have it a week. There's a mitzvah. And the Gemara, shaloi b'shas oinosa. You know, we're talking about not a zman oinosa. The most of the Talmud Chochem is, me'er Shabbos, me'er Shabbos, our workers, two times a week, this person, three times a week, the different halachis. So the Gemara, we're talking about shaloi b'shas oinosa. You're a person supposed to have with your wife two times a week, and you were ready together two times already this week. You're doing it now a third time. So the Havim Inuviz, this third time now is not called the mitzvah. So that's why Yechon says, if you boil her now, and it comes out, she was an Ida, even though you didn't know about it, that's called the Shoydeh, Yechayev Echatis. For the Gemara, no, V'omar Rovah, Chayev Odom L'Sameach Ishtoi B'Dva Mitzvah. Rovah says, no, any time it is, whenever you have Tashmish with your wife, it's always considered a mitzvah. Rashi says, L'Sameach Es Ishtoi, Afilu B'Shlash Oino, so even when it's not a special Zman Oino, when you're supposed to be together with them. In Royesh Shemasavis, if you see your wife wants it, there's a mitzvah to be nice to and have Tashmish with her, no matter what it is. So if the Gemara Kasha, according to Rabbi Yechon, no matter when it is that you're with your wife, l'chur, you're doing a mitzvah. You want to be mesamecha, so you're doing a mitzvah. So what does Rabbi Yechon say here? If it came out, she was a nida, yichai v'chatis. Why don't we say, you're a toy, but a mitzvah? And the Gemara, somach levesosa. We're talking about right now, it's near her vestis. Aisha has a vest, kavua, or has vesheni kavua, like she saw last month, the 25th day. So the next month, the 25th day, he's supposed to stay away from her. So therefore, then there's zichah no mitzvah to be with her, because you're supposed to be purish from your wife. So since you're supposed to be purish from, stay away from your wife, if you did it, that's why you're chayiv. So you can't say you're toyeh b'dvar mitzvah, because there's no mitzvah to be with your wife on the zman of a vest. For the Gemara Yehochib, that's what we're talking about here, that it came the zman of a vest, came the day, the same day she saw last month, that you're not supposed to be with her this month, I feel you vimtenami, even your mikayim mitzvah yibum, your brother's wife. If you would know that this is her veset, so also it should be also to be with her, there shouldn't be a mitzvah involved. And the Gemara bosses mino. The svar is, your brother's wife, you're embarrassed. You're embarrassed to ask her. So therefore, menastam, when you have mitzvah yibum, you're embarrassed to ask her, is it some of your vest now or not? So therefore, you call the toyeh b'dva mitzvah. Mashenke ishtole bosses mino. But your own wife, you shouldn't be embarrassed. You should ask her, is this tonight your zman havest? Like the last month did you see this same night? So you should ask your wife. If you didn't ask her, help Rabbi Yechon, that's called Stama Shoyge, and that's why you chayev echatis. Vashenken, by your vimtoy, there your buzzes, you're embarrassed to ask her, that's called a toy b'dva mitzvah. So the more of Rabbi Yechon and Kaman, who does Rabbi Yechon go like? Eli Mekur Rabbi Yossi, if you want to say Rabbi Yechon, like Rabbi Yossi, that's none. Rabbi Yossi says, Yom Tevorishin Shochag, Shochal Yis B'Shabbos. The first day Sukkot came out to be on Shabbos. And the person, Veshochach, he forgot, for Hitzias Lulav Rishus Rabin. He took out the lulav to Rishus Rabin. He said he didn't know Hilchas Lulav. So he went to the Rebbe, he went to the Rav to ask him how to make the lulav. So he carried it out on Shabbos. He is Allah Potter. God said he's Potter from Achatis. Why? Because they might see Rishus. He took it out Rishus. What does it mean Rishus? He thought he's doing a mitzvah. So you see, any time the person thinks he's doing a mitzvah, even though Lamaisi did not do a mitzvah, still he's Potter. So that's the Biyachin story here also. By Yevinta Nida, that's why you're Potter. Rashi's Brishus, Shom Mitzvah Sher Torah Bo. Since you're Torah in the Mitzvah, you're Potter also by Yevintoi. Even though it came out she was a Nida, it was also to do it. But since you thought you're doing a Mitzvah, that's enough to part you. Shadi Gemara, no. Dilma Shani Yosem Dizmano Bo. I'll tell you, Erev, on Sukkot, the first day, that's his man to do Mitzvah Lulav. Everybody knows Sukkot, she has to do Mitzvah Lulav. So today the guy is fatumut about thinking about the lulav. So if he takes it out today, maybe that's why he's potter. Mashenkin, to be boiled to Mekayim Mitzvah Yibum, there's no din you have to do it today. Forget, you should have found out. If you need or not, take your time. There's no mitzvah punk to do it today. So maybe there you're not called the Toyib Dva Mitzvah. Shrashi Dizmana Bol. Shekavu Allah Hayyim. Today is Mlan Sukkis. You're supposed to take lulav on Sukkis. V'torid bim lo'ach shuveim asaholach etzavok in Lamdoid. If not today, today is the first day Sukkis. What am I going to learn Hilchos Lulav? So if this guy for some reason didn't take care of it before Sukkot, today he's for tumult, so maybe that's why. If he carries out his lulav today, that's called the Toyeh B'Dva Mitzvah. There we say it's potter from Achatis. But to be boil your vimto, there's no din to do it today. Wait another week. You have no right from Rabbi Yossi. Morviello Rabbi Yeshua. This is welcome. Also according to Rabbi Yeshua, our Mishnah, Rabbi Yeshua holds your potter by his zavach. So what's the case of Rabbi Yeshua in the Mishnah? On Erev Pesach, that Shabbos, If you take your korban shlamin and you shecht l'shem a korban pesach, if you hold your potter for machatis, why? Because it's toyib d'var mitzvah. You thought this animal was a korban pesach, even though really it's not. But since you made a mistake, you potter. You thought you're doing a mitzvah. For the Gemara, again, Dilma Hosam Nami, Zmano Bol. You can't bring a raya from Erev Pesach. Erev Pesach, everybody's fatumo busy about bringing kabonis. Today's is the man to bring Korban Pesach. So therefore we say, even if you brought a shlomim, we can understand why you made this mistake. Because today everybody is busy bringing kabonis. So even though you brought a shlomim, you shouldn't have, that's why you potter. But again, here to Mekai Mrs. Yibum, who asked you to do it today? Wait until you find out that she's in need or not. Marvela Krev Yeshua. I tell you, goes according to Yeshua Shita the Tinoikis. That we have the mission of the Brises before, about you had two kids to break a bris milah on. Again, that one was a Sunday baby, and one was a Shabbos baby. And you made a mistake, and you made the meal on the Sunday's baby on Shabbos, and we said, you potter over there. Well, the other way around, with Friday's baby on Shabbos, you potter over there. So you see what? Even though you're not doing a mitzvah, but since you're Toya, that's the case of so right. When Sunday's baby you do on Shabbos, so you're not doing any mitzvah at all. Because Sunday's baby on Shabbos is too early. It's only the seventh day. Since we say your potter, because there's another baby to make a bris milah today. It's called your turn and doing your mitzvah. So here also, by Yevimtoy, you think you're doing your mitzvah. That's why your potter. And the Gemara no, Hosam Nami, Zmano Bo. I say there's no right against the milah. Milah, you have to be worried about it. Because he thought, today was the eighth day. Like he thought, I'm making the bris milah on the kid that was born last Shabbos. Even though we took the wrong baby, took the Sunday's baby, but he thought he's doing the baby that was born last Shabbos. So that mitzvah is bedafka today. So he has the right to be worried to think that I'm doing the mitzvah that I have to do today. Marshenki and Yevimta again, there's no mitzvah to do it today. You should have waited. If you don't know she's neither or not, wait and find out. So again, you wouldn't have any raya who Rabbi Yechon goes back to when he says that when you boil your Yevimta, you're doing the mitzvah's yibum, if she's a neither, still your potter. Marviela Krev Yeshua the Truma. And then he goes according to Krev Yeshua Sheet that he says by Yoka Truma. The Tanan. Ho Yoyecho bit Truma. Somebody, a Koyin, was eating Truma. A Koyin's Ladi Truma. Vinoidashu ben Jerusha ben Chalutza. And he came out while he was eating the Truma, he realized that he was a son of a Jerusha. His mother was a Jerusha, and his father, the Koyin, married him. So he's called a Chol. He's a Postle Koyin then. Or else they ben Chalutza. If the mother had Chalitza, so a Koyin is not allowed to marry him. And then the Kohen of his father married his mother by Veirum. So Allah is the son is a Cholul. He's not Roy, it's Truma. So the kid said this Kohen found out now in the middle of his eating Truma that he's not allowed to eat Truma. That he's a Postle Kohen. Is Reb Lezer Mechayev Karen V'Chomish. Reb Lezer says this Kohen now is eating Truma. Shalei Grishus, he's like a Zar. So he has to pay back Karen V'Chomish. Yeshua says no, he's Potter from Karen V'Chomish. Why? Because he's a toy of the mitzvah. Hey, since up until now he thought he was the kohen, he's always rather he's larit. So that's what Yeshua says he's potter. Even though he lechurah is not as man a bowl and he didn't do any mitzvah, since he thought he's doing a mitzvah, that's why you potter. So Rabbi Yechon also says he potter according to this Rabbi Yeshua. For the Gemara, no, Dilma could Rav Beva Barabaya. I tell you the reason why here Rabbi Yeshua is holding his potter for new svara. The Yom Rav Beva Barabaya, the truma, the erev haPesach, the zman a bowl. At the moment we're talking about you eating chometz dika truma. And it's Erev Pesach. So everybody's fatumot, they're busy to get rid of this chometz. You have truma now, that's chometz, and it's Erev Pesach, you have to get rid of it. So then you're allowed to eat truma, even the fifth hour you're allowed to eat truma. So everybody's busy, fast, eat up the truma fast. So then this kohen, since like everybody's Isaac and doing it right now, it's called this man, that your bow, you turret it, maybe that's why you potter. Because it's a zman to do it right now. But Shenken, again, Yevimta, there's no zman to do it today. You should have waited till tomorrow till you find out for sure. So again, you have Mariah. Inami, another Terence. I tell you, Shani Truma, we're telling me you have an Akash, Yeshua says that this claim that finds out he's a Ben Chalutzam, and he was eating Truma, he's Potter. Why is he Potter? The Trum, the Ikrei Avoida. I tell you, eat after the Kohen eats Truma, it's called an Avoida. It's called like he's doing an Avoida by Kodshim. Now the klal is like this: the avoido rachmon achshir. There's a new gzeras hakosiv that a kohen that was a ben Jerusha ben chalutza. The law is like this: if he knows he's a ben Jerusha ben chalutza, he's not allowed to do the avoido. He's posel. But let's say he didn't know he was posel, and he did the avoido. And after he did the brought the korban, now we found out he was a posel korban. What's the law? The law is gzeras hakosiv. The korban is kosher. Even though you did the avoida, but kozman you don't know about it, the Torah said it's a kosher avoida. It's only possible when you find out about it. Anug zeres a kosher by yecholul. So here also, by eating the truma,
The reason why you're not chayiv to pay a chaymish for Karen is because b'shash you ate the truma, you didn't know you were ben Yerusha ben Chalutza. You thought you were kosher kain. And eating truma is like an avoida. So there's a special exerta custom when a ben Chalutza does the avoida is kosher up until he finds out. So the Gemara, get to now, we learned like this. A kain was doing the avoida, he's bringing a korban. And in the middle of doing the avoid, after we did this recon, we found out that this coin is a posla coin. His mother was a Gerusha, his mother was a Chalutza. Is the locho. Kol ha-karbon is cool and she'ikre b'agabia mizbeya psulin. See the Tanakama. Any carbon that he did until now, l'maita comes down as a posla carbon, because this coin is not a coin. The avoid was posla. We have Yeshua ma'achshir. If Yeshua says no, it's kosher. Even though he's a posla kain, ben Gerusha mechlutz is different. The Yarmin, the Gemara says, in my time with the Yeshua, why does the Yeshua say this for? Now we know this kain is a posla kain, is a ben Gerusha mechlutzah, he's a cholol. So why do you say the korban that he brought yesterday was good? The Yassir of the Pasuk says, Baruch Hashem chelo yafel yodav tirtza. As a disposal with Dashim, Apel Yodav Tirza, whatever he did, with Dashim, Baruch Hashem Cheloi, that even Drashi, Bekahanim Tzid, Yesim Adar Apechel, the Samach, Baruch Hashem Cheloi, Chalolim Sheboi, that even if we find out this Koyin is a Cholob, still the Pasuk says, Apel Yodav Tirza. What he already did is Tirza is okay, is good, we accept. So now that he knows he's a Cholob, he can't do the Avoidim. But the Avoidim that he did before, Zanug Zeras Akasim, Apel Yodav Tirza. Whatever he did already, when he didn't know he was a Cholob, the Abishad accepts his avoidim. So Mela, eating shumer also, that's why you're potter from the Karen B'chaymish. Because since you are, even though you are cholol, but you didn't know about it, the avoid is kosher. For the Gemara, truma heich yikra avoida, how do we know that eating truma is considered an avoida to say this cholol when he ate it, it's called a good avoid, he's allowed to eat it? The Tanya we learned, Maisav Rebbe Tafin, Shloi Bo Emesh Tobay Semedri, she didn't come yesterday to Yeshiva. L'shachris Motzor Ben Gamliel. And the next morning he met Rebbe Gamliel. So he asked Reb Tarfon, how come you didn't come to the Beis Medrash yesterday? Omaloi, he said over, Avoidu Rabarati. I was busy doing an Avoidu. Omaloi, called the Recha Animal Divrei Tema. What you're telling me right now is a wonder. What do you mean you did an Avoidu? The Chi Avoidu is man as there. They're talking about yesterday the Churban Abayas. There's no Beis Medrash. So what do you mean? Where were you last night? You're doing an Avoidu. There's no Beis Medrash here. What do you mean you're doing an Avoidu? The Chi Avoidu is man as there. Minayin, how can you do Avoidu today? Omaloi, Harayuwaima, the Postik says, Avoides matona etan eskunaschem, the Yazor akor of Yumas. Also, Achilas Truma,